A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Pei Beis, Yevamos 82A. Pagination is 163. We're dealing with a case that we mentioned in yesterday's session, about 12 lines from the bottom. And from there, we will branch off to a contrasting case on Amud Beis. So let's begin. Shtei kupos, person had two baskets, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. One of the baskets has chulin produce, regular, normal produce, edible to anyone. And one of the baskets has truma, the tithe designated for kohanim and their families. Ulefnehem shtei se'in, and in front of these two baskets, there are two portions. Achas shel chulin v'achas shel teruma. One of these portions is chulin, regular produce, and one of them is teruma produce. V'naflu elu b'soch elu. And someone came by and decided to mix, put one of the portions into one of the baskets and the other portion into the other basket. And we don't know if he matched them up, which is our hope, that the chulin went into the chulin and the truma into the truma, or if they got reversed, because that would cause that the entire amount has to be eaten with the sanctity of truma only by kohanim. By definition, that's going to discount the price, and it's not available for supper if you are not a kohen. So the ruling is, Hare'elu Mutarim. It has the same status as before, it didn't change, it's permitted. Meaning, the chulin, the regular produce, is still permitted, and it's not considered to be possibly mixed with teruma, and we have to be strict. Instead, mutar, it's permitted. She'ani Omer, because there's a principle that I'm allowed to say, Truma l'soch truma nafla. The truma fell into the truma basket. V'chulin b'soch chulin naflu. And the regular produce fell into the regular produce basket. And since it's matched, so we don't have the chulin basket receiving truma, and now it's all mixed, and I have to treat it all with sanctity. And we don't have the truma basket getting chulin, and now it's all mixed, and we have to treat that also all with sanctity. Instead, we say that the truma matched the truma, and the chulin matched the chulin. Va'omar Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish says, we still have to consider the alternative, the possibility, there's a possible chance, that the chulin went into the truma basket, and in order to nullify it, at least on a biblical level, on some level, v'hu sherabu chulin ala truma, we need that the chulin should be more than the truma, even though more is not necessarily enough in rabbinic standards. We're more strict than that. But at least in biblical standards, if it's majority, so then we have something to rely on. At least the majority was the regular produce, and the truma was nullified within it. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, but Rabbi Yochanan said, and this is what we're going to focus on, Afa pisha lo rabu chulin ala truma, even if it's not a majority, even if it's merely equal, that's enough. And I'm able to say this principle, Sha'ani Omer, that the truma matched the truma, and we're not worried that the truma went into the chulin. As long as it's equal, in other words, even if the truma did go into the chulin, it would be equal. It's one portion of whatever measurement we're using into one portion of the same measurement. As long as it's not majority truma, which would cause us a challenge that indeed it's all going to become sanctified status. As long as it's equal and not majority, Rabbi Yochanan says that's enough. Let's move on to Amud Beis. And the Gemara over here, five lines down, brings a case of mikvah. A mikvah has to have 40 sa'ah of water. And if it has exactly 40 sa'ah, which is our case, then you're not going to be able to take any of that water out and still be able to consider it a kosher mikvah. Instead, the case of the Mishnah is mikvah sheyesh bar aboyim sa mechuvanos, it has exactly 40 sa'ah. Nosan sa'ah, first they put in another sa'ah, so now it has 41 sa'ah. V'notal sa'ah, and then they took out a sa'ah, same portion, a bucket of water. Kosher, the ruling of the Mishnah is, it's still a kosher mikvah. And the reason is, because even though the 41st sa'ah of water that was introduced to this mikvah is not kosher mikvah water, the first 40 sa'ah were truly rain water, which it rained into the enclosed area. The 41st is not kosher rainwater. It's a bucket of water that was intervened upon by human intervention. Person carried it, schlepped it, and poured it in. But because that saw entered the mikvah water, a kosher mikvah of 40 saw, that portion becomes kosher mikvah water. Now that you're taking out a sa'ah of water, it still has 40 sa'ah, and therefore it's still a kosher mikvah. This concept that you can introduce city water into a kosher mikvah, and that water also becomes kosher, is the way we have all of our mikvahos nowadays. We keep the original mikvah water, the rainwater, in a holding area, and we attach to it, through a hole, the water that's fresh, city water, and that's the water that gets changed periodically. And as long as we do hashaka, we do an attachment to the original rainwater, the new water is good. And that's all this principle. And the statement which the Gemara brings in the name of Rabbi Yechanan is that you could only do this, introducing a bucket of water and then removing a bucket of water, until majority of the mikvah. But at a certain point, you have so much introduced water that the statement from Rabbi Yechanan is that you can't keep doing that and still consider it kosher. My lav, presumably, the nishtaya rubo, that what's being required over here, is that the majority of the original mikvah water be, so to speak, intact. In other words, you're only allowed to do this transfer on a 40 sa'ah mikvah. You're only allowed to do it 19 times, one less than half of the 40, because it has to be nishtaya rubo. It has to remain majority in place. In which case, we see from Rabbi Yechanan a ruling that we're only going to accept mixtures and still call it intact if it's majority of whatever it is that you want to call it. So if you want to call it mikvah water, it's got to be majority mikvah water. If you want to call it chulin, it should have to be majority chulin. Why is it that Rabbi Yechanan, in the case of teruma and chulin boxes, allowed even if it's equal? And the Gemara answers, shaini hacha, it's different over here, de'ika lemeimar she'ani omer. The case of the boxes was different because besides the fact that it was a derabbanon, there was a principle, She'ani Omer, that we were able to assume that the chulin fell into the chulin basket and the truma fell into the truma basket. By mikvah, we don't have any She'ani Omers. There are no ways to make assumptions. On the contrary, you're putting in a bucket, you're taking out a bucket. And therefore, it's only until you hit almost equal that you could do it. It's only while you still have a majority of mikvah water that you're still allowed to do it. Again, in the case of baskets, besides the fact that it was equal, there was a Shani Omer assumption that they were matching chulin to chulin, truma to truma. One final thought over here, and that is that the Mefarshim tell us you can go in the mikveh case until 19 times. Because you can't do 20 times, because 20 times would make it equal city water with mikveh water. The challenge to that is that if you'll think about it, when you pull out a bucket of water from the mix, city water, mikveh water, you're not pulling out exclusively mikveh water. You're pulling out a mixture. In the very first bucket, when you added a 41st saw and then pulled out one, you pulled out mostly mikveh water because mathematically it's containing 40 of mikveh and 1 of siddi. But as it proceeds and you get to the 7th, 8th, 9th time that you're doing this, when you're pulling out water, not only are you pulling out mikveh water, but mathematically you're pulling out siddi water as well. And therefore it should be that you're allowed to do this bucket transfer more than 19 times. You should be able to do it probably 25 times, maybe even 30 times. Because when you're pulling out water, you're not pulling out exclusively mikveh water. And the answer which the Mefarshim say is that while that's true in advanced calculations, but that's not the way it appears to the average person watching what's going on here. And sometimes in halacha, we work with what the average person perceives. For example, is a Mishnah in Erevin that if you need a 1 tefach diameter, we will halachically consider a 1 tefach diameter anything that its circumference is 3. Even though the Mefarshim point out that based on the formula that we know as pi, it really requires 3.14, etc. And a mere 3 in circumference is not going to give you a 1 diameter. Nevertheless, halacha sometimes works with normal calculations, the quick calculation, because Torah was given to the average Jew. It wasn't necessarily requiring us to be scientists and mathematicians. And therefore, sometimes calculations are done based on certain simpler principles. We discussed this as well on the topic of Birchas HaChama, where we calculate the cycle of the sun on a 28-year cycle as if the solar year is 365 1/4 days, which it's not. It's not exactly 365 1/4, but nevertheless, that's the quick calculation that's typically used, and in certain applications, you're allowed to use the simpler formula, even as we, in advanced halacha, calculate the more accurate calculation as well. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.